Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, and of course he's written a book which we carry called The Expendable Elite. We have a number of interviews with him. You'll want to get his material. It's excellent. It will give you a real insight into what happened in Vietnam, and of course the fact that there really are people who work behind the scenes. Colonel Marvin tells the story of how he was told he could go into Cambodia when he was in command of a special forces unit, but that if he did, of course, they would deny that they had ever given him those instructions. On another occasion, he was given the opportunity to volunteer to assassinate a national leader, Prince Sihanouk of Cambodia. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we really do assassinate political leaders throughout the world for one reason or another. America has troops stationed in approximately 140 nations throughout the world. We have our FBI planted in countries all throughout the world, in dozens and dozens of countries. Why? Because our leaders really believe in an American empire. Now, the average American doesn't. We just want to live and be allowed to live. But you don't understand, there is another agenda behind what's going on. And that involves creating a one-world government and a new world religion. Colonel Marvin, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm proud and pleasured to be on the program with you. I feel blessed every time I am.
Well, I really appreciate you being willing to come on with us. And what are the issues you'd like to talk about this afternoon? I know you're working on another new book. Do you want to get into that, or should we wait until that's completed?
Well, I can give a little resume of it, more or less.
All right, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, the title of it is The Devious Elite, 50 Years of Subterfuge, from the mental scrapbook of myself, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. And basically, it entails an insight into every covert operation that I've ever been involved in that can be discussed. And, you know, as I've told you and many different audiences, that a special forces man who's been trained as an assassin is never going to say that he ever did an assassination. He'll tell about ones that he was asked to do that he refused, as I have. But other than that, murder is not covered by a statute of limitations. It just isn't any. And this book goes into all kinds of details, including a specific chapter about General William C. Westmoreland.
Well, certainly General Westmoreland, who was in command in Vietnam, really is a very tragic figure, because I believe he compromised his principles to maintain his command instead of simply having the courage, as General MacArthur did, to speak Amen. Out and get relieved of his command.
Amen. That's exactly it, because I honestly blame William Westmoreland and General... Is that on a signal that we got to go off?
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay.
That's just, we're going to bring some other stations on board. Of course, some of our stations will lose, and then in about 3.5 minutes from now, why we'll be all together again, and we'll cover that. And, of course, we'll review just a little bit in just a moment with when we bring our stations here in the Central Coast of California on board.
You'll find out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. His book, The Expendable Elite, and it's a book you need to read. You need to have an idea, really, of some of the things that happened in Vietnam. And Colonel Marvin was trained as an assassin in Special Forces. You have to understand, we did train people to be assassins. And of course, when he was in the training school, there for assassins working with the special forces, they certainly inferred that the murder of John Kennedy had been carried out with the full knowledge of the CIA, if not with the involvement of some people from special forces. Is that a fair statement, Colonel?
Amen. Very fair. The actual assassination of President Kennedy was primarily CIA, the FBI, and there were even some Secret Service personnel involved in it. There'll be a movie that you know about that Wim Dankbar is putting together. A gentleman from Holland is risking really his family and his future and putting together a documentary with the help of 15 retired FBI agents, myself, and Dennis David to bring out the truth about the Kennedy assassination and also the cover-up. That's where the special forces were involved. I was part of that myself.
Well, and I think what's really so interesting, to this very day, the controlled media is still doing everything they can to convince us that it was a lone gunman, that the Warren Commission was telling it the truth, that bullets can change direction in mid-course, that Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter now, but Arlen Specter, who of course was the assistant counsel for the Warren Commission, really told the truth when he convinced everybody that a bullet could magically reconstitute itself, leave bullet fragments in the right wrist of Governor Connally, and then in his left thigh, and then of course this bullet, which left all these bullet fragments, could magically reconstitute itself and somehow reform itself so that it just looked like a bullet shot into a wad of cotton and found lying on the gurney there in Parkland Hospital. And if you can believe that's possible, you probably believe that one of the passports got it out of the pocket of one of the hijackers in the flaming inferno of the North Tower and got out of the flaming wreckage and out of the flaming plane and drifted quietly down to the sidewalk where it was picked up by a passerby. If you believe in the magic bullet, you'll believe in the magic passport as well. Well, amen. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, and we're going to begin talking a little bit about the new book that he's writing, and it's going to be an amazing book, going into the background of what he knows from firsthand experience, because you have to understand, most people don't have the courage to speak out, and when you do, they threaten you and your family. Well, as Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Colonel Marvin. Colonel, just go ahead with the story.
Okay. On the thing with General Westmoreland, and the reason I write this chapter first, it's chapter number 19 of the book itself, but before he passes away, I'd like the truth to be known while he's still alive of what he did in Vietnam that actually caused many thousands of our men to die. Now, the neat thing about it is, as I think I told you on the phone, Barry Bacharach, who's my attorney, I asked him to depose General Westmoreland so he could be a witness for me in the trial that's being a federal trial that's going to come up in October against my book, Expendable Elite, which I'm sure the CIA is behind the whole thing, the whole million-dollar defamation suit.
Now, of course, basically, somebody is putting up a lot of money to sue you, and this is what they do in the way of getting anybody that, of course, comes out against the intelligence agencies. They launch this lawsuit where they have a tremendous amount of money, and, of course, the thing is that what happens then is that why they bankrupt the individual, maybe he's entirely innocent. In most instances, they are. But they destroy them, and they intimidate other people into not telling the truth. And this is how you conceal the truth from the American
people. That's right. That's right. Oddly enough, General Westmoreland wrote in his own book, A Soldier Reports, he actually admitted his knowledge of the enemy sanctuaries. He admitted his knowledge of our government, President Johnson specifically, allowing the Viet Cong to use the Mekong River, which we guarded, to transport weapons and ammunition to their sanctuaries in Cambodia, where they would then turn around and attack us from there and kill our people with the weapons they got from a protected route.
Of course, if we hadn't been guarding the Mekong River, if we hadn't been actually allowing the Viet Cong to have sanctuary in Cambodia, why, they wouldn't have been able to continue the war. And of course, if
we would have won the war.
Right, of course. If we had not, of course, been subsidizing Russia, that was subsidizing the North Vietnamese, Vietnam never could have maintained a war for 10 years.
That's
if they
right.
hadn't put the dikes in North Vietnam off limits, why, we could have bombed them and ended the war overnight, just flooded North Vietnam. Or we could have taken out the power plants in North Vietnam. We could have bombed the rail lines in North Vietnam. We weren't allowed to do any of these things because they didn't want the war to end.
I think one atomic bomb on Hanoi would have done it.
Actually, but they wanted the war mm-hmm. as a great distraction as they changed America here at home. And when you understand that, and they write this among themselves. If any of you want to see their writings, and I'm talking about the people from the secret societies, people like McGeorge Bundy, writing in Foreign Affairs magazine, the official journal of the Council on Foreign Relations,
oh boy.
Lays out the whole story. Go ahead.
Amen. There's a rough organization right there that's trying to make the world in the one world order. Well, you know, part of my book, like there's actually 41 chapters that have to do with different covert actions, subterfuge, and one of them is when I was asked by the CIA at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in the first week of August of 1965, I was asked to kill a U.S. Navy Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitcher. Well, it turns out he's the man that actually took the real photos of the Kennedy assassination autopsy. And so those photos is what they were looking for. When they asked me if I would kill a man who was about to give secrets to the enemy, well, certainly. I mean, that's something that we should want to do, is to get rid of an enemy that's in our pocket here trying to sell secrets to our enemy. And so I accepted the assignment until I found out it was in the United States. And then I told the CIA agent that, look, I don't do that kind of thing in the United States. That's what you're supposed to use the mafia for. And you know, Dr. Stan, that I infiltrated the mafia, Master Sergeant Joe Hill and I did, back in 1964, and we were flat told that they were asked to be in on the Kennedy hit, that particular branch of the mafia, that family up in Boston. And they refused because the Mafia Don told me personally, he says, we don't have no problems with the Kennedys in Massachusetts. So they had to go to Green Berets to take care of William Bruce Pitcher. And he was killed a year later. And I'm sure it was at the time, according to the records. And that book that you've got, I believe, you sell it now, Without Smoking Gun?
Yes, we carry the book, and we think it's a very, very good book.
There is a book that really goes into some special detail about the assassination, and it even brings out, and I'm so pleased that Kent Heiner went to that trouble to bring out the fact, for example, Colonel Bo Greitz admits that he trained in assassination techniques at the time that I was there at Fort Bragg.
Well, of course, the American people don't like to hear this sort of thing any more than they like to hear about the torture at Abu Ghraib prison. But men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And people have to understand there really are some evil people in key positions. Most Americans are wonderful people. Most of our servicemen are wonderful people. And the Green Berets are great patriots. But they're lied to, and they're told this man's the enemy, he's got to be removed. And actually, he's probably, in many cases, he may be a patriot trying to get the truth to the American people, and he ends up getting killed.
Well, you get all hyped up for the flag. I was trained in assassination techniques. I was trained terrorism and also in ways to get the truth out of people. As far as interrogating people, we actually used electricity on each other in our training. And believe it or not, we lost quite a few men during that training in the interrogation methods. But what we learned is to use whatever it took to get to loosen the tongue, period. And I'm certain in my mind that the higher-ups authorized everything that went on in those prisons in Iraq.
But you see, they can't admit that because they can't let the American people realize that there really is evil at the highest levels of
That's
our government.
That's right. As a matter of fact, when they went to set up the assassination of John F. Kennedy, a member of the team, whatever you would call that team, went to President Johnson, Vice President Johnson, and basically told him that he was to stay out of it or he'd be part of it. And so his own concern for his own safety is why that he backed the Warren Commission, why he picked who he did to go on it, so that they would come up with the story that that crew wanted put out, basically. And Jimmy Files, now you'll be hearing about him. I'm sure you've already heard about him, Dr. Stan. He's in Joliet Prison. He's the man that actually killed President Kennedy from the grassy knoll. He fired the shot that went in his forehead. I write back and forth to him on a weekly basis. A friend of mine who is a chief investigator out in Illinois and lives 10 miles from Jimmy Files visits him every week. And I believe I've checked Jimmy out in my own way, and I feel he's authentic. He's telling the truth. He's a born-again Christian, and that will all be in that film that Wim Dankbar is putting together.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it. And the American people have to understand what happened in the past, or they can't understand what's going on today.
You know something interesting, too? Here's one of the chapters in my book is about gun running by the Green Berets that was most likely tied in with the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. In 1967, I was asked to go to Lop Buri, Thailand, to take over as commander of the logistical support operation over there. And this was only 7 months after I got back from Vietnam, and I told them that I wanted the next assignment that came up that was dangerous. I liked danger. And when they called me and asked me if I'd go to Thailand, I said, why do they need me over there? And he said, I can't tell you. You'll find out when you get there. Well, when I got there, a big, long box was sitting right in front of my desk. And I asked my assistant what was in that box, and he said, weapons. And I said, what kind of weapons? And he said, I'm not sure what's in there right now. The captain is sending them back to Detroit, to his hometown, and he's getting out of the Army. And he told me that altogether he'd shipped about 120 weapons. And what had happened is they were American weapons. This particular box, I opened it right away, and there was an M1D sniper rifle, a couple carbines, and an M1 rifle in there, if I remember right. And it's all in an investigation report. And I stopped that activity from going on. Well, this captain, it turns out, had talked about being a part of the Black Panthers in Detroit. Well, at the same time, there was a special forces general who was the assistant chief of staff for intelligence for the United States Army who actually organized the situation that involved the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I right away went to the CID inspectors. I went to the commanding officer first. He refused to investigate it. I went to the CID, the Criminal Investigation Division, officers, and they said they wouldn't investigate it until I got back to the States. Now, I just got there. And I said, why? He said, if we start investigating now, we'll all be dead.
We'll all be dead. In other words, they realized that you were playing with something that was much bigger than...
That's right. And they did investigate it. And in fact, I've got the complete investigation. It's about an inch thick. And I provided that to the attorney for the King family.
Now, what was the relationship, though, between smuggling guns from Thailand into Detroit and the murder of Martin Luther King?
It was brought out in a book called Orders to Kill by William Pepper.
Right.
Do I have time to answer that now?
No, you're going to have to answer that when we get back.
Okay.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. He's led a fascinating and adventurous life, but now he's trying to get the American people to really know what's really going on behind the scenes. We carry his book, Expendable Elite. You'll want to get his other book. We'll be back in just a moment.
Book the will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Roseto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess this afternoon, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. Colonel Marvin, just pick up the story there.
I'll pick up where we left off. General William Yarborough was appointed as the Army Assistant Chief of Staff for Intelligence, and he's the one that, according to William Pepper in his book, Orders to Kill, organized people from the 20th Special Forces Group, a reserve group, including two men named Warren and Murphy, who came out and told William Pepper about their mission, which was they had two A-teams, Special Forces A-teams, who were to monitor all the movements of Martin Luther King Jr. In Memphis at the time that they were preparing to assassinate him, and they were given orders to kill. That's why the name of the book, if the shooter were to miss Martin Luther King. Well, one of the things that's involved in this book by William Pepper and also in the second book, An Active State, is the fact that the Army was taken and using some of its people, and I'm certain it was Green Berets, to black Green Berets, to infiltrate the black power elements of the black power groups and learn everything about what they were doing and what their plans were and everything else so the government could act against them then.
In other words, they were infiltrating the Black Panthers.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's why I'm certain in my mind, and I provided that evidence to William Pepper when he represented the King family, and I don't think many people know it, Dr. Stan, but this will be in the book. I've got a copy of the judge's rulings based on the jury verdict in the trial that was held in Memphis, where William Pepper represented the King family, that proved beyond a doubt that our government was 70% complicit in the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King.
And I think it's really so interesting that when that trial was held, and it was just a relatively few years ago,
that's right,
the results were just never mentioned by the general media. In other words, you could totally black that out across America, and very, very few Americans have any idea.
Well,
that there was a trial that the King family sued the government, I've forgotten the exact, but something of that sort, and the jury, when they heard the truth, and when the judge heard the truth, there was no question of government
right.
complicity, and James Earl Ray did not commit the murder, but
that's
he was
right.
sent to prison to rot there. Why? To cover for the government involvement. Why did they have to get rid of Martin Luther King? Why do you think they had to get rid of him?
Well, because he was actually leading his people against some evil in the government to
back. He was against the Vietnam War, and of course it was fine when he was pushing the civil rights movement, which they wanted, which would centralize more power with government. But when he came out against the Vietnam War, they had to get rid of him. That's why I believe they had to kill him.
Isn't it interesting that they got rid of Kennedy, who was against the Vietnam War himself, who was pulling the troops out, then got rid of his brother, and then got rid of Dr. King, and at the same time that all this was going on, we were aiding and abetting the enemy over there.
Right.
And I started to get into early in the program about General Westmoreland, and I wanted to depose him, but we got a note from his wife saying that he's got Alzheimer's disease, so he could not stand as a witness in the trial. So that's what really inspired me to get going on the book, The Devious Elite, and get that chapter. The chapters are in chronological sequence. That's why he's number in 19th chapter. But to show that he himself has told the American people, and I brought this to the attention of every major media that we have in this nation, and none of them want to deal with it, where he actually admits that Harold K. Johnson, President Johnson, himself allowed the enemy to use their sanctuaries inside of Cambodia. My team was the only one allowed to even fire at them in Cambodia. And then, like you mentioned early in the program, I was told by Colonel William Tuttle, who's one of the ones suing me on the book, that if I was to accept that mission, and if I was to go into Cambodia, if we got caught, we'd be dropped as deserters. We would be provided no air support, no artillery support, and not even medical evacuation support.
And that's the way the game is played. I mean, you get caught, why? And that's why we abandoned all the men we had in Laos.
There
were CIA, and there were hundreds, if not 1,000 or so, and we simply turned our back on them, and they're still there.
That's right.
They believed in America. They believed America would come to their defense, but, well, I think they probably learned the truth, and that is that they were betrayed. But there are people in our government who would betray not only our CIA agents in Laos, but many of the boys that we abandoned in Vietnam.
Amen.
And you can thank John McCain and John Kerry, the two senators primarily responsible for the big cover-up. Isn't it amazing that nobody ever mentioned that during the last presidential election?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered
about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea. Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. Now, well, is there anything else we wanted to cover as far as General Westmoreland was concerned, and the fact that he, rather than simply do what was right and say, look, if you're not going to let us win the war, I'm out. He, of course, maintained his position and, of course, gave the enemy all sorts of protection and of course, sanctuary. Go ahead.
It's so interesting, too, because in his book, A Soldier Reports, and I repeat it in my book, Expendable Elite, he has under his glass on his desk in Saigon at that time a saying by Napoleon Bonaparte, which basically says if your commander, if your political leader gives you orders that do not, you know, that are not logical for winning the battle, different words, but that actually put your troops in the enemy's hands and put their lives in jeopardy, then you should resign rather than follow those orders. He had that on his desk, and yet he followed the orders. You know, one thing he did that we found out afterwards in 1967, I'm talking to a full colonel named Pikelik, who was the commander of the depot in Saigon, and I asked him, flat asked him right in front of the whole class at the career course in Fort Lee, Virginia. It was during a top secret briefing or talk, and I said, are you willing to answer any question? And he said, yes, I'll answer it. And I said, well, why did you cut off all the Green Berets in the 4th Corps area of Vietnam in 1966? You refused to supply anything to us, including sandbags and generators, things that were important to the combat mission and the defensive mission. And he said this, And I told the class at that time, I was president of the career course, I told them that what we had to do, and this is the truth, and it's in my book, we had to take and steal a Navy landing craft utility, and I took about 20 Vietnamese with me, and we went down the river, Basak River, to the Mekong and over to his depot, broke into his depot and stole everything that we wanted while his guards, scared to death, just stood there and watched us. That's what we had to do to get the supplies we need, and I asked him why. And he says, well, to tell you the truth, General Westmoreland came to my office, and he says, until General Quang Van Dang allows me to have conventional troops in the 4th Corps, I don't want them to get anything. Otherwise, he either have his way, or they couldn't have anything. The 4th Corps, which is what we're talking about, the Delta, was the most secure area in all of Vietnam at the time. Maybe that's what bothered him. I don't know. But, you know, you mentioned the book, The Medusa File. And by the way, I hope that anybody's got any questions will call into your station.
We've got all sorts of people on the line here. Go ahead. We'll take those calls in just a moment.
Okay, The Medusa File. I've got a copy of that from Craig Roberts. He says, to Dangerous Dan, here's to the truth. That's a fantastic book. And it's also, he wrote a book called The Kill Zone. He sent that to me. And I'll tell you, it's wonderful because he's almost right on the money to what the CIA agents told us in February of 1964 at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, during assassination training as to how that was actually pulled off, how they killed the president.
Well, we carry both of those books. One is Kill Zone, the other is The Medusa File. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. I just wanted to contribute a small factoid to the discussion since you mentioned John Kerry. And the money that has lifted him up over these years is Skull and Bones money. It was Henry John Hines II, Skull and Bones, class of 1931, chairman of the board.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, it's a small world. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Mike?
That's it. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's go to John, who's calling from Columbus. Jim, who's calling from Missouri. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Curious of the guest, if you had ever heard of the Operation Tailwind story on CNN.
Oh, absolutely. Regular communication with that young lady.
Sorry, I didn't hear you go.
He says that he's in regular communication with a young lady who is April Oliver, who did that story on was that CNN or CBS?
CNN.
It was CNN. In fact, I told CNN that I wanted them to put me on, and I said, you can go ahead and set up an ambush because I can take care of any ambush you set up.
Anyway, of course, Jim, we have a four-tape set, which includes two interviews with April Oliver and two interviews with a man, a lieutenant who was there, who witnessed the whole incredible story. We even have, of course, the testimony of, we have the transcript of the testimony of Thomas Moore, Admiral Thomas Moore, who actually admitted that the whole story was true, and not one word of that ever got into the controlled media.
That's right.
The gentleman that... they interviewed, but they said they took advantage because he was elderly.
Right.
Okay.
But of course, he was just as sharp as he could be.
Amen.
Well, I know there's a 76-year-old gentleman that's on the radio every day that's pretty sharp.
Okay.
Well, I'm 71. I'm hanging in there.
All right.
May I ask you one other thing then?
Sure, go ahead.
So they actually did use the nerve gas and so forth?
That's what General Admiral Thomas Moore said. And if you want to get that four-tape set, nobody wants that anymore, but we have it. It's part of history. It's an important access to what really happened in Vietnam, the part of the story they can't let the American people know, that we would actually kill deserters.
You know, that's an interesting point you brought. They won't let the American people know. Dennis David and I, and you know our involvement in the Pitzer matter, have tried to get before Congress through our senators, congressmen, through the media, and Congress just refuses to bring us forward to tell the truth to the only two people that I know of that are willing to come forward that were personally involved.
Well, wouldn't that somehow implicate Senator McCain's father?
I don't know about that. Anyway, thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have John calling from Columbus. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think the media itself is a rattlesnake. It will cover anything that is going to really open people's eyes. They'll pretend to be exposing the small stuff so they'll have credibility in covering up the big crimes. I was thinking of the media monitor, fair.org. Its editor set that up after he went to the New York Times in the 80s and said to their chief investigator, why aren't you bringing out some of the known things about the CIA involvement in drug trafficking? And he told him, frankly, this chief official at the New York Times, we can't let that information out to the public. That would destroy the system. In other words, his system, their dominant control of it. And I was, I think what you're saying is really pure gold. And I'd recommend another source, globaloutlook.ca, that brings out a lot of some of the things about these skullduggery, because of the assassinations and the rest of it, 9/11, globaloutlook.ca. At the same time, I truly appreciate what you're doing, but since that was an unprovoked war, like all of these wars, since it was a war really against the people, Samuel Huntington, the Pentagon strategist, said that their strategy was to empty the sea of the people by bombing them, saturation bombing them, and then terrorizing the civilians into these strategic helmet concentration camps. It shouldn't be won. You know, we killed about 2 to 3 million people.
I cannot agree with you at all. I was there, and I'll tell you, they are the most wonderful people that I've ever met.
I know.
I had an independent operation with 64,000 Buddhist Wahaos in my area, and all those people wanted was to have their own life there.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, sir.
We went there, I believe. The men who went there, not the leaders who sent them there, but the men who went there to do a good job for the Vietnamese people.
Right.
We ran the war. We ran it so that we wouldn't win it. And if you read the epilogue to my book, Expendable Elite, it'll tell you what really took place amongst the hierarchy. And it's a damn shame. It'll make you want to just get right out in the middle of the street and puke. But, you know, let me bring you up to date here. 24th of July of 2003. Now, that's fairly current. This is one of the reasons why I'm out on the radio. Dr. Stan's doing a wonderful job trying to get the truth out. 24th of July, 2003, I spoke on the telephone with General Tommy Frank's aide, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Godke, expressing my admiration of the general and my concern that he did not appear to have sufficient troops in his command in Iraq to secure the population centers, you know, after they took them. And I was led to believe by the colonel that he, the general, had only received half of the number of forces he asked for to properly conduct the war. You know, we talked about how I was trained. When you went in and you took an area, you left enough people there to take care of the people in that area. Well, then Tommy Franks, General Tommy Franks, in his book, American Soldier, says just the opposite. He says he got everybody he wanted.
Well, I think he's just trying to be politically correct and not to
you
tell the truth.
It.
Hey, John, thanks so much. Let's go to TJ calling from Minnesota. Hi, TJ. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I want to begin by saying you're one of the most distinguished shortwave hosts there is, plain
Amen.
And simple. The colonel's last name, does he have a book?
Yeah, Marvin, and his name is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. His book is The Expendable Elite. We carry that, and of course, Without Smoking Gun is a book he had a great deal to do with writing, although he didn't write it himself, but he's quoted in that, and we carry that as well. So both the book, Expendable Elite and Without Smoking Gun, will give you a great deal of Colonel Marvin's story.
Okay, because the good colonel and myself were at the same place at about the same time or the same country. I was up in the I Corps. I want to tell you how I got there. The United
Please
States
do.
Navy put me on an airplane out of Sacramento. I got in this aircraft and I said, how come everything's in German? And one of the crew said, well, don't you know this is one of Lady Bird's planes? She leases aircraft from Germany to ship troops on a stay-at-home mom business to the Vietnam War.
I went in a Canadian airplane.
Really?
A Canadian C-54 with four V-12 engines on it.
Yeah, it was a prop airplane. I flew clear across the Pacific.
It was mine.
Prop job.
Yep. Amen. Good to talk to you.
Anything
yeah,
else, TJ?
Yeah, I'm going to get your book, and God bless your mission, whatever it is.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Out here.
Okay, let's go to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Roger, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, just a question, if you please. Since you mentioned, and if you want to know, I'll tell you why I asked. But would you have any insights or opinions on Colonel Bo Greitz?
Well, the colonel is kind of a tragedy, really. He was coming out with 100% the truth, and I think that people finally got to him, because I've tried to talk to him lately. He refuses to even talk to me. All orders for his books and everything have to go through his wife, and I really feel bad about it. Now, he's actually come out against me, even though he came out for me in the book Without Smoking Gun. He corroborates what I said, but since that book came out, you know, they know what's coming out in the book market. Since that book came out, they've got to Bo Greitz, and I feel bad, because that man was a real hero.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Roger.
God bless.
All right, fine. Well, Colonel, of course, we have just a few more minutes before we have to let you go, but this
I'm gonna went fast.
Right. Well, we've got about 5 minutes more.
Okay.
Let's get back a little bit to your new book that you're coming out with. And, of course, your book, Expendable Elite, is the story of your experiences in Vietnam and, of course, your experiences as a Green Beret. And, of course, there's sort of a code of honor that you're not supposed to talk about these things. But the thing is, the American people have to really understand what's going on. And so I'm sure that what they do is try to get all the Green Berets to say, well, that guy's going to embarrass us, he's going to do terrible things. Telling the truth is never a terrible thing. I think the American people have the right to know just how terrible war is, and how war can really, of course, is a brutal and horrible thing.
Well,
but especially when these wars are contrived, that is what is so
right.
Totally
don't,
unconscionable.
Don't you think it's very important, and I'm sure you do, Doctor, that our people know that we will go to the extent, and I say we because I was part of the organization at the time, to send a friendly regiment to kill me and my men.
Right. And, of course, that was simply because you wouldn't do something they wanted you to
That's
do.
That's right.
And the fact that we would kill our own men, that we would abandon our own men, well, of course, the story of the Operation Tailwind was how this unit was sent into Laos to kill Americans who were deserters. And there was another book. It was called Spite House. It was written by Stevenson. Anyway, of course, we carried a book for her for some time, her other book, which was Kiss the Boys Goodbye, Monica Jensen Stevenson. And, you know, because she talked in that book, Spite House, about how we actually set snipers in to kill deserters, Americans who had gone over to the other side, why, of course, she got sued, and they stopped publication of that book. They can't let the American people know the truth about this sort
That's
of
right.
thing. Of course, her book, The Kiss the Boys Goodbye, was such a good book, and told about the CIA and drugs, that somebody got hold of the publisher and accidentally shredded 5,000 copies. And on some of my interviews with Monica, she tells that story. Just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of a book up in Canada.
They're trying to destroy my publisher, as you're well aware. You've had him on your program,
sure.
Chris Milligan. It's amazing. I went to 120 publishers to try and get them to publish my book, Expendable Elite, because of the CIA involvement in there. They wouldn't touch it. In fact, Presidio, the largest publisher of military history in the world, came back to me in writing, finally, because I talked to E.J. McCarthy, their senior editor, three times. He finally wrote me and said, we can't do it because of the spooky nature of the content. Of course, the spooks is what we called the CIA.
So everything is done to conceal the truth from the
That's
American
right.
people. That's why I personally believe you're getting sued. That is the reason, of course, they've demonized you among the members of the Special Forces. But then, of course, they did the same thing with Colonel Bo Greitz.
That's right.
When he first started coming out and telling what was going on.
That's right. And I hope he comes back out. You know, with your help and my help, I think he will. But, you know, there's so many that once they know that people are getting hot and heavy, I mean, they're trying to destroy me financially and Chris Milligan, but they're not going to do it because the Lord's watching over us. And we're going to get the truth out to the world.
Well, we'll do
it. Thanks to you, you're a big help.
Oh, we'll do everything we can. We've got about a minute before we have to let you go. What's the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners this afternoon?
Well, my parting thought would be for each and every man or woman that listens to this program to go to their local media and tell them about General Westmoreland and his aiding and abetting the enemy, and wonder why they haven't written anything about that. I think if we can start with that as a specific item where he admits it himself in his own book, maybe we can get this ball rolling.
Well, of course, I think as important as that is, it was our own government that was aiding and abetting the enemy.
It was President Johnson, period. That's why General Westmoreland was afraid.
Right, and for anybody who hasn't seen our video, it's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It talks about Vietnam.
Amen.
And, of course, we have the book by the same name, with, of course, Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Convention back in 1972. Colonel Marvin, thank you so very much for being with us.
God
bless
you.
Be with us again sometime real soon.
Okie dokie.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Have you ever wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory is going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hopsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, if you'd like to get Colonel Marvin's book or the other book that we were talking about, Without Smoking Gun, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get our four-tape set on Vietnam, because you have to understand, we did not go to Vietnam to win the war. Vietnam was a tremendous diversion, and we simply tell you what the other side said with McGeorge Bundy, who just happened to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who happened to be a member of Skull and Bones, who happened to be a close friend of Stimson, Secretary of War Stimson, who got us into the Second World War. In fact, Stimson was a member of Skull and Bones. And so you find these people from the secret societies, working at the highest levels of our government, plunging us into war after war after war. And it's all part of this truly satanic nature of destruction, and then moving us towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. So if you'd like to get, of course, our four tapes out on Vietnam, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We actually have the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report that has been suppressed for so many years. We call it the Helms Committee report, where they talk about the men we abandoned in the First World War, the men we abandoned in the Second World War, 20 to 25,000 we left to die in Siberia, the men we abandoned in Korea, 8,000 of the men we abandoned in Vietnam, many of them taken to Russia for macabre experiments. And our government knew that. The wicked people in government knew that, and the honest people who tried to get the truth out, why, they were silenced. So we have, of course, the four tape set, The Men We Left Behind, interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson's. We have the four tape set, One Man Returned, interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson, and you'll get so much information, great interviews, even if I do say so. All of this information is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. In fact, we even have what we call a Vietnam special, where you can get the three four-tape sets that I mentioned, and then, of course, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report, and another book that will give you an overview of the fact that we could have won the war at any time, and we weren't allowed to. And I will tell you personally, I interviewed William H. Sullivan, who was the American ambassador to Vietnam during the Vietnamese War. I interviewed him about 1980 when he was at Columbia University at something called the American Assembly. And here was the man who was the American ambassador, and he looked at me across the desk and he said, "I never understood why we didn't win the war. We could have done it in 2 months." I talked to General Lewis Walt, who was a four-star Marine general and the assistant commandant of the Marine Corps. And he said, "I never understood why we didn't win the war. We could have won it in 2 months." But you see, we didn't go there to win the war. You need to get our video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, or Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. As long as we still have copies of it, or we still have a few, you need to get the book. It's, when these are gone, it'll be out of print. But it's an amazing story of how we financed the North Vietnamese all during the war so we could keep the war going for 10 long, bloody, horrible years. We always talk about the 58,000 American boys who died. When was the last time you heard anybody talk about the million South Vietnamese or the 2 million North Vietnamese who died? And then, to put it into perspective, you need to get our video, Iraq, the Untold Story, and the syllabus that gets with that. You can get it separately or together at a special reduced price. That's Iraq, the Untold Story, to understand that all of these wars were contrived and fought for far different reasons than the men who were sent there to die were ever allowed to know. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, our website, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, or I guess Monday now, may the Lord be with you.